I'd certainly never thought of any of this before, but after listening to Mameha, I felt certain I knew exactly what the reason was. Adopting Hatsumomo, I said, would be like releasing the tiger from its cage. It certainly would. I'm sure Mrs. Nitta knows perfectly well what sort of adopted daughter Hatsumomo would turn out to be, the sort that finds a way to drive the mother out. In any case, Hatsumomo has no more patience than a child. I don't think she could keep even a cricket alive in a wicker cage. After a year or two, she'd probably sell the Okia's collection of kimono and retire. That, young Chiyo, is the reason Hatsumomo hates you so very much. The pumpkin girl. I don't imagine Hatsumomo feels too worried about Mrs. Nitta adopting her. Mameha-san, I said, I'm sure you recall the kimono of yours that was ruined?
You're going to tell me you're the girl who put ink on it.
Well, yes, ma'am. And even though I'm sure you know Hatsumomo was behind it, I do hope that someday I'll be able to show how sorry I am for what happened.
Mameha gazed at me a long while. I had no notion what she was thinking until she said,
You may apologize if you wish. I backed away from the table and bowed low to the mats, but before I had a chance to say anything at all, Mameha interrupted me.
That would be a lovely bow if only you were a farmer visiting Kyoto for the first time, she said. But since you want to appear cultivated, you must do it like this. Look at me. Move farther away from the table, all right? There you are on your knees. Now, straighten out your arms and put your fingertips onto the mats in front of you, just the tips of your fingers, not your whole hand. And you mustn't spread your fingers at all. I can still see space between them. Very well. Put them on the mats, hands together. There. Now that looks lovely. Bow as low as you can, but keep your neck perfectly straight. Don't let your head drop that way, and for heaven's sake don't put any weight onto your hands or you'll look like a man. That's fine. Now you may try it again. So I bowed to her once more and told her again how deeply sorry I was for having played a role in ruining her beautiful kimono.
It was a beautiful kimono, wasn't it? She said. Well, now we'll forget about it. I want to know why you're no longer training to be a geisha. Your teachers at the school tell me you were doing well right up until the moment you stopped taking lessons. You ought to be on your way to a successful career in Gion. Why would Mrs. Nitta stop your training?